June 18, wisdom needed by Sabbath keepers. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Matthew 10:16. When the practices of the people do not come in conflict with the law of God, you may conform to them. If the workers fail to do this, they will not only hinder their own work, but they will place stumbling blocks in the way of those for whom they labor and hinder them from accepting the truth. On Sunday, there is the very best opportunity for those who are missionaries to hold Sunday schools and come to the people in the simplest manner possible, telling them of the love of Jesus for sinners and educating them in the Scriptures. At present, Sunday keeping is not the test. The time will come when men will not only forbid Sunday work, but they will try to force men to labor on the Sabbath and to subscribe to Sunday observance or forfeit their freedom and their lives. But the time for this has not yet come, for the truth must be presented more fully before the people as a witness. The light that I have is that God's servants should go quietly to work, preaching the grand, precious truths of the Bible, Christ and Him crucified, His love and infinite sacrifice, showing that the reason why Christ died is because the law of God is immutable, unchangeable, eternal. The Sabbath must be taught in a decided manner, but be cautious how you deal with the idle Sunday. A word to the wise is sufficient. Refraining from work on Sunday is not receiving the mark of the beast, and where this will advance the interests of the work, it should be done. We should not go out of our way to work on Sunday. When those who hear and see the light on the Sabbath take their stand upon the truth to keep God's holy day, difficulties will arise, for efforts will be brought to bear against them to compel men and women to transgress the law of God. Here they must stand firm that they will not violate the law of God, and if the opposition and persecution are determinedly kept up, let them heed the words of Christ, when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another.